The tobacco tax brought in $2.6 million less than expected in October. That shortfall has prompted criticism of the GOP push to cut the tax by a dime back in June. In a sharply worded press release about the overall budget, House Democrats said it doesn't make sense to make colleges more expensive and cigarettes cheaper. GOP Majority Leader Representative D.J. Betancourt said it's too early to gauge the impact of reducing the tax.
My district is down in Salem, and I can tell you that many of the store owners in Salem are now just beginning to get out to their customers the fact that the tax cut has taken place, and they're advertising very, very heavily.
Betancourt points out that lawmakers included a so-called circuit breaker, meaning that if tobacco revenues fall short by the end of the fiscal year, the tax will go back up. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.